You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You there, student. Do you endlessly doomscroll trade me jobs, Indeed and Seek? Do you put off thinking about a career post-study? Do you even know where your degree can get you? Well, worry no more, friend. It's time for In This Economy, where Hoftroff speaks with job experts from the University of Otago Career Development Centre. From how to boost your CV to leadership programs, we've got the goods to get you from A to B, B to C, C to 3, 3 to D, D to me to B, B to Z.
Morena, folks, this is In This Economy, and we are very pleased to announce that not only are we, you know, a segment in conjunction with the Career Development Centre, but we've also got a massive collaboration today with two awesome organisations, Ignite Consultancy and the Student Innovators Collective. I've got on, not on the line, in the studio with me right now, Maddie Duffy, Caleb Oakley and Brooke Muirsmeath. Did I say that correctly?
Yep.
I did. Okay. How are you all doing today?
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, bloody awesome. Fantastic. Yeah. Bloody awesome. Did you find, I know you two kind of had a bit of a trouble finding the station.
Yeah.
Did you get it here okay, Maddie?
I tried the door a few times and just went around.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Did you go up the staircase?
Yeah,
classic. I love that staircase. Did you guys not find the place okay?
Well, we just shut the door until you came down.
You locked the door on us.
Tends to be the case, I'm sorry. It was all part of a very elaborate prank, which is still ongoing. okay, I asked in advance of this interview if you all could send some songs through and Ignite... Caleb and Brooke, you've suggested Nirvana, Come As You Are, and Maddie, you've suggested Vanessa Amorosi, Absolutely Everybody. How do you think these two songs represent your respective organisations?
Well, I mean, Come As You Are for us, we just love people who come along, be themselves, represent their own personalities. And I think, you know, in any job situation or any volunteer situation, if you just be yourself, you're going to do a great job. So, you know, we felt inspired by that song, Zach.
Amen. And for you, Maddie?
I think Absolutely Everybody kind of represents who we want to be and who we are. We want anyone of any kind of different discipline or level to come in and break down barriers around innovation and entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To be a disruptor.
Exactly.
Without being a tech bro. Have too many of those at the moment. Both of your organisations are in the business of helping students establish their career, albeit in different ways. Ignite, you're more community development oriented, whereas you, I guess, Student Innovators Collective, more kind of entrepreneurially minded. What are some of the frequent concerns that you'll hear from students interested or involved with your organisations about crafting a successful career?
I mean, I think for us, we are an organisation that works with local not-for-profits in the Dunedin community. Mm-hmm. And so we get a lot of students who are very community-minded, very values-based. And I think one of the hardest things that we're hearing from the people that we're working alongside is how to, I guess, navigate a career whilst also really trying to implement those values that they hold so dearly and ensure that they're navigating their career through a way of social good. Which I think when people come through Ignite and they come and do their mahi, like, they see that there are so many opportunities in the consulting and even in the not-for-profit sector, of course, that they can sort of navigate those both and hold them together at the same time.
Totally. And for you, Maddie?
So I think a lot of the concerns that I hear are that they've started too late, that they've got involved with any activities too late, and I think that it's such... Yes, while you can get involved, I think it's important to know that the worst place to start is tomorrow. Like, start today, get involved. And it's also how to stand out amongst the competition. I think looking for grad roles, looking for opportunities now, there's so much competition that you do need to get involved with places. But those are the main concerns that I'm hearing from everyone coming through, which is concerning that everyone has the same consensus that it's looking pretty dreadful.
Yeah. Well, it's better late than never to do some volunteering stuff. I mean, it's very easy to just go through uni and just get pissed on the weekends and only stay in the North D and never venture outwards. So to everyone who goes through either of your doors, big kudos, because it's hard to leave those comfy environments sometimes. I'm sure you've all experienced that.
100%.
Yeah. Not to be too cold-hearted and capitalistic, but a lot of students are pretty concerned about, you know, being able to land an entry-level salary job. you know, who you know seems to play an integral part of the professional sector. You know, what kind of networking opportunities do you think you'll offer?
Well, aside from the fantastic students that you can meet during Ignite, we have a couple opportunities. We do a presentation evening each semester where we get 100-odd people from the Dunedin community to come along. And it's a great chance to network. You get to stand up on stage and present your ideas and kind of show your merits off to these people. Uh-huh. And they come from law firms. They come from all over the place, really. So you really get the stage is yours to prove yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But also during our projects and semesters, we pair up each team with a mentor who is somebody from, you know, an industry with relevant experience in the consulting field.
Yeah.
And you get some one-on-one time with them, which is really great. They're there to help you, and a lot of the time I find our consultants pair up with them afterwards and they kind of establish that relationship long term.
Oh, awesome, awesome. And what about the Student Innovators Collective?
So as we're pretty new, we're still kind of scoping some things out, but we're really keen to get on board with local entrepreneurs or just in general Kiwi entrepreneurs and have some guest lectures,
mm-hmm.
And have those networking events with people to kind of bring everyone together. And I think with it such a diverse range of people, we create a really diverse network as well. And Dunedin itself has such an amazing network for innovation and entrepreneurship hubs.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to connect the students with those resources and then being able to connect students with other students who have ideas or thoughts that can kind of help their business idea along as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's your relationship with Startup Dunedin, who I guess have been in the game a little bit longer?
Yes, so Startup Dunedin is kind of helping us along and supporting us a little bit. I personally have done their program Audacious and think it's such a massive like help to my degree, mm-hmm. and to learning skills to be able to actually start my own business when I'm a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
They are a massive help. They're a great resource for Dunedin. I would highly recommend anyone go visit them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so what is it, I guess, that you offer that they don't? I guess you're just more student-focused.
Absolutely, more student-focused, more actually looking at the individuals and creating that kind of hub. Startup Dunedin is for the whole of Dunedin, whereas Student Innovators Collective is specifically for Polytech and Uni students.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of bridge that gap between the university and other networks, and yeah.
You've had a few, actually quite a decent amount of people coming and signing up for the collective so far, so big ups for that. Kind of proportion are they, like university or polytech? Like half and half, is it? 74?
At the moment, it's slightly more uni focused, and that's purely just because they haven't been able to get into the polytech just yet, and most of the people who were on board last year and that I had connections with were through the university, but I'm really hoping to get into the Polytech students so that we can kind of have that much broader range and a mix of the practical skills with the theory and stuff.
Yeah, totally, totally. Big ups to the Polytech. I feel like someone said they don't get enough love.
So oh, absolutely.
Really love the Polytech. Question for Ignite. You'll specialise in linking students with non-for-profits to create change in the community. Do you assign students to certain areas based on their expertise, or is it more for their own choice?
So I guess it's a bit of both.
Mm.
Essentially, we have typically five projects a semester, and so that's five different organisations.
Mm-hmm.
So this semester we're just, for example, working with Rotary, Otago Weightlifting, mm-hmm. Sweet Louise, which is a breast cancer organisation.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, when students come through and they have a chat with us and we get to meet them, they can sort of present and say, hey, I'm really passionate about the mahi that Rotary does. Like, I'd love to work on their team.
Yeah.
And so in that respect, if they get put on that the group focusing on Rotary, then they sort of get to apply those skills to that. But then essentially, like, within their group, there'll be five or six students, and it's up to them to sort of establish whose skills fit what work better on the entire project as a whole. So, yeah. Mm. I think people sort of come to us and tell us what they're good at and then sort of figure their place out in their groups respectively.
Awesome. Out of curiosity, my granddad was a member of Rotary, and I actually don't know what they do. What do they do?
They do a lot.
They do a lot?
Yeah, they're kind of like a collective of old people who try and support different causes, but they raise a lot of money and they do different kind of events around Dunedin. So, for example, I think a lot of the playgrounds around the city are funded by Rotary.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, I always saw their little cog on the playground. Yeah, true. There's that Rotary Park as well in South D. Yes,
but they're international, so they're all over the place. But in Dunedin, I
can't escape the bigot.
How
do these experiences like provide students with experience and skills that are associated with consultancy?
I think the biggest thing is that you get the opportunity to apply the things you learn at university into an actual real-life situation. And so, in my mind, the biggest skill you're going to get is just some confidence, and confidence that, you know, your knowledge is actually valid and going to work once you leave university. Other than that, you know, you get to engage with a real-life charity, which means you get to test questions and practice kind of those empathy skills that are really important to understanding who someone is and what their problems are. You get to practice coming up with some ideas and really strength test them. So you go through the whole process that a normal consultant would, but you get to do some social good at the same time, which is pretty rewarding.
Yeah, totally. Before I asked you, Maddie, about the proportion of Polytech to University of Otago students, now I want to know, you know, what proportion of your applicants are arts majors? Because I feel like, arts majors, I mean, as much as we love them, might not be the most business-oriented people, so I'm curious to know if they are.
I think at the moment we are mainly business people because that's who I think are more naturally drawn to it, potentially.
The natural progress
path
in life, for sure.
But I'm really keen to get involved with the art students and the science students and the law students as well, because I think a lot of them have an interest in innovation and entrepreneurship but don't want to study that or don't want to formally do that. So having the network and the club outside...
And the club...
I think it will be fantastic.
I want to know, what kind of fields are the applicants looking at? Are they looking at, tech stuff, farming stuff? What's the vibe?
Very mixed. So I know there's people looking at different supplements, and there's people looking at making different tech things. Mm-hmm. We have Qgo involved, which does lighting and audiovisual supplying for the university and Polytech. Lots of different, from pretty much every idea you have, lots of gym ideas, lots of health ideas, lots of kind of mental health things, everything.
Yeah. Awesome. So it's a bit of everything.
Bit of everything. It makes it real interesting to go talk to everyone because you have no idea what is going to kind of they're going to bring up or talk about.
That's keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, it does.
There's a massive growing trend in, I guess it's kind of global, but it kind of started in the US with, you know, applicants for jobs having to do one-way interviews. It's just you talking to a screen for however long. I've done one. It was pretty demoralizing. And it seems to be kind of gaining popularity. And, you know, it seems a bit one-sided. Are there any trends in the professional job market that, I guess, frustrate y'all and what you would say to career-oriented students who may be, you know, similarly concerned about having to bend over backwards to get their foot in the door? You know, what would you say to those people about these trends?
Well, I think I find those one-way interviews slightly psychotic.
Yeah.
They're just terrible. I mean, you're not really looking at the person at all, and you're not really getting to know the person. I mean, try talking to a camera and feeling natural.
Yeah.
But I think generally the job market is becoming a lot less holistically focused, and it's all about, how good are your grades, what boxes are you ticking, rather than just getting to know you as a person, which I think, you know, from our perspective, you got to sit down and talk to somebody to really see if they're going to be good at what they're going to do.
Completely agree. Yeah.
So I think generally they're just, you know, focus more on the humans, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you think, Maddie?
I have so many job market icks at the moment. there's too many different things. But I think there is such an expectation for a lot of graduates now to come out having their degree, having so many different community services initiatives, and then somehow also being expected to have 3 years experience in the field that they just graduated from.
Right, yeah.
And I think it's...
They're expected to all have dads who have friends that they can
Exactly. and that is not the reality at all. And I just think it's really important to look at the places that you're wanting to apply to and find ones that align with your values as well. I think there's a lot of bigger companies that you may not want to work for and just take it kind of as, do I actually want to work here? Is this a place that is going to be soul-sucking or am I going to go home feel like I've done actual work and work that I enjoy and has a purpose?
Yeah.
But I think it is so stressful looking for jobs. I've been there before. Trying to find anything is just a nightmare.
I have a friend who has a master's and they've been looking for 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months! Jeez. For professional kind of job. I did have a little note from Petra, who works at the Career Development Centre. Big love to Petra. Very lovely person. Yeah. That the Career Development Centre does offer job interview practice sessions. So if you're scared about those, which you probably should be, do go to the Career Development Centre. They'll be able to help you out. And I totally agree with what you're saying about working for a company that you don't really agree with morally. I think that's been a thing that I guess Gen Z and millennials have been trying to grow, is moralistic capitalism, which I'm doubtful can exist, but it's better to try than not. How do you square that hole? I guess sometimes you just have to swallow the lid, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is what, Ignite is all about, working for a good cause, making yourself feel good about your work.
Exactly. I mean, it's a complicated balance, and the problem is that so many of these companies aren't morally driven, so it's really hard to find that that match. But I think, keep looking is probably the sentiment that we would share, is those companies do exist, and don't settle for one that you don't align with, because you're probably not going to be happy in the end.
So I agree.
That's rough.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for your time and chatting with me and rambling with me. If students want to get involved with your organisations, how can they do so, starting with you, Maddie?
So they can either email us at studentinnovatorscollective@gmail.com or come along to Emerson's next Wednesday at 4 p.m. and we'll be having some welcome drinks.
Nice. What's your favourite Emerson's beer?
Oh, I'm not a big beer person.
Oh, you went to the wrong
place. Controversial opinion. I know. I'll go for a ginger beer or a Pinot Gris.
Classic.
But, yeah.
Classic. And for you lovely Ignite people?
They can find us on Instagram, Facebook. We also have a LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
Up there we'll keep people updated when we're next recruiting.
Nice. You're getting synced in, you're going to LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Nice. I think our next chat on in this company is LinkedIn-based, which is going to be really, really fun. Are there any final words you'd like to leave the audience with?
Orange Ruffy is the best Emerson.
Hell yeah, I put it there, brother. I had another guest say this the other day. And for you, bro?
I like the alcoholic lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's a good choice of final words. Like the alcoholic lemonade, you Orange Ruffy. Any final words for you, Maddie?
Go to Emerson's to try find some dogs outside. You just sometimes need some cuddles when you're studying.
I reckon.
There is also a beautiful dog at OUSA Student Support called Bailey.
Oh.
It's a big lab, big orange lab, golden lab. Yeah, it's beautiful. Anyway, thank you for your time. We're going to continue on tune-wise and play these tracks that you've all very, very thoughtfully requested. So here is Come As You Are by the one, the only Nirvana. You're listening to the one. This has been In This Economy. Ka kite.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.